Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Trump's long-shot quest of flipping the outcome of the election rests today on GOP allies in Michigan and Pennsylvania, because both states are moving to certify their vote tallies, and both states were called for President-elect Joe Biden. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports as Trump's legal losses mount, more allies are urging a man who hates to lose to give up this fight for the sake of his legacy and our democracy.
The Trump campaign is vowing to appeal a scathing ruling by a federal judge who dismissed its latest lawsuit in Pennsylvania. More Republicans, like Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania, are calling on President Trump to move forward with the transition. And former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, a Trump ally, said this weekend on ABC News, it's time for Trump to accept the election results.
I've been a supporter of the president's. I voted for him twice. But elections have consequences. And we cannot continue to act as if something happened here that didn't happen.
But most Republicans won't go that far, arguing Biden should receive some transition resources, but also Trump should be able to pursue legal challenges. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
Meanwhile, more than 100 national security officials, including some of the most senior members to service in to serve in Republican administrations, who also supported Biden, are publicly demanding Republican Party leaders condemn President Trump's refusal to concede the race. The group is known as Former Republican National Security Officials for Biden. Another pharmaceutical company is reporting positive results from late-stage trials of its experimental coronavirus vaccine. NPR's Joe Palca says the latest data come from Britain's AstraZeneca from large trials in the UK, South Africa, and Brazil.
The vaccine comes from a partnership between the University of Oxford and the pharmaceutical giant AstraZeneca. It prevented 70% of the cases of illness overall, but the results were a bit surprising. An analysis showed that the vaccine was only 62% effective in the standard dose and 90% effective in a half dose. Scientists are still puzzling over this result, but the explanation could come from how people's immune system responds to the vaccine. The latest studies involved 24,000 volunteers. An additional 60,000 are being recruited from Japan, Kenya, India, and the United States. Joe Palca, NPR News.
A rep for the reggaeton star Bad Bunny says a singer has tested positive for coronavirus. A day after he won big at the American Music Awards, the artist was scheduled to perform at the event but canceled. However, he was able to present the award for favorite Latin female artist remotely. Bad Bunny, whose real name is Benito Martinez Ocasio, won favorite male artist and favorite Latin album. This is NPR. China is preparing today to launch an ambitious robotic mission to the surface of the moon. Here's NPR's Jeff Brumfield.
So the goal here is to land on the surface of the moon, take a sample of rock, and then return to Earth. And that hasn't been done in over 40 years. If successful, this will increase the number of lunar samples that scientists have to work with, and that will be incredibly valuable for understanding the moon and its history.
NPR's Jeff Brumfield reporting. In Belarus, protests following a disputed presidential election are continuing despite a police crackdown on opponents of the regime. NPR's Lucian Kim reports from Moscow. Authorities say they made more than 300 arrests Sunday during protests across Belarus.
Sunday's protest in the capital, Minsk, was called the March Against Fascism. It followed the funeral last week of Roman Bondarenko, a 31-year-old man who was beaten to death after apparently being detained by plainclothes security officers. Police have arrested thousands of protesters this month in an effort to stamp out demonstrations against longtime leader Alexander Lukashenko. In August, Lukashenko claimed a landslide victory over his main opponent, Svetlana Tikhanovskaya, who was forced to flee the country. The U.S. and European Union do not recognize Lukashenko as the legitimate winner and have sanctioned his regime for using violence against protesters. Lucian Kim, NPR News, Moscow.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 152 points to 29,415. This is NPR.